Praise the Lord. Lord, we ask that you would rule in this place, in this meeting. And that your Spirit would direct every word that we speak. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let me just give a little introduction. What do we believe? What is the basis for all that we do and all that we believe? What is the basis of all that you believe? Somebody can answer the question. Okay, Jesus Christ, and how do we know Jesus Christ?
Okay.
Did it blow the fuse? We don't need that on. Amen.
Amen.
So let me, you can hear in the dark, can't you?
Amen.
Okay. Oh, we have light. Amen. So somebody said Jesus Christ, okay? And how is Jesus Christ revealed to us? Brother Nelson. Through the Holy Spirit, okay. But one man hears the Spirit and says one thing, and another man says he hears the same Spirit and he believes something different. Isn't there something more reliable that we can say?
The Holy Scripture.
In other words, if you can defend what you believe by, shall I call it, the Word of God, then I can believe it.
Ang buhay sa buhay na sumala sa tungituhan kung atong mapurban diha sa balata sulatan na mao kay Kristo ato ang imuon.
Now, in order for us to know what is the correct word of God,
para nga makahibalo bigta kung mo sa kanang eksakto nga pulong sa Dios,
we can find one Bible that says a little this way and another Bible that says it that way.
Unya mao na siya ang atong pamaagi nga ikumpara nato ang nagkalain nga mga Biblia unya para maisibo kayo dito.
And as Brother Jokes pointed out, the devil has had his hand in these Bible translations.
Mao na gaina nga atong mibaluan nga Satanas bisan patuod nga sa Biblia pero naa iya ang buot nga himuon niha para nga malipata.
Now, about the best English Bible that I know is King James.
Sumala sa iyaha nga mga pagtuon nga pinabalindot kayo nga atong sundan kining sinulat or kining pinadayag na King James.
But I found out that there are places that the devil had put his hand and made some wrong words in the King James Bible way back in, what was it, 1611. The devil was involved.
Bisan patuon ka na siya, pulong man sa Dios, King James, pero sa 1611, imong tanawang niya kung dinaanga, magkaplaga natin sa makuntika patuon nga, adunay gihimo nga dili maayo niya na si Satanas.
And we gave you the example of that word pastor, for instance.
Mauna nga, atong nakit ang gaina nga, ang gibutang nito, imbis kay shepherd, gibutangan siya og pastor.
Now, the Bible, the New Testament, was written in Greek.
Ang pagtuon, ang bag-o nga tugon, gisulat kini siya sa Griego nga pinulungan.
And I am not a Greek student.
Unya tungod kay dili man ta ingon nga mga Griego nga naga mga estudyante.
But I have a Strong's concordance.
Pero naatay katong gamito nga Strong concordance, no?
And I know that Brother Edmar has one because I saw it on his bed today.
Nakahibalo siya nga naa ko niya na.
And so we can look these words up. These words that bother you, we can look them up in the Strong's Concordance. And if you've got your Bible programs working in these new computers, you can look up and see what God really said. So, do we believe, first of all, the Word of God, or do we follow, first of all, the traditions of church?
Asa may atong pilihon karon? Sulit ba gyud nga pulong sa Dios atong tuohan o kinilang kabilinbilin usahay nga pagtulungan diri sa nasa simbahan?
Word of God.
Okay, pulong sa Ginoo, nagupan wala sa man.
But you see, many, many churches and even some Bible schools are following the traditions of their church or their denomination.
Kung imong obserbaran, bisan patungod kita nagatud istoryo sa balaang kasulatan, pero naa pa gihapoy na bilin-bilin sa ato ang pagsimba o sa ato ang simbahan nga gikuha nato gikopya gikan sa ato ang bilin-bilin pa sa una.
Back in the 1960s, when I was in Alaska, I was flying out to one of my villages in a small single-engine airplane that had seats for six people.
Nagapalupat siya sa iyahang hidro nga naay makasakay na itong unong ka tao.
So there's three rows, pilot and somebody by the pilot, behind the pilot, and the back row. So the pilot put me in the back, and he sat me by a Roman Catholic priest.
Mona nga ang pilot di paikot sa dito sa ruyo niya gitapat sa dito sa Roma Katoliko nga simbahan ko siya nakana pare.
I was only about 23 years old. But I knew I didn't really have much in common with Catholic priests. And so I asked the man, because I had to ride next to him for 2 hours, and I said, how can you justify your church having beliefs, one, that are not in the Bible, and two, that are absolutely contrary to what the Bible says?
Ikaw nagalagad pa sa Ginoo niya na ay mga bibila sa balang kasulatan nga nahimong ni kontra na hinoon diha sa imong pagtulunan.
And he said to me, the traditions of the church are more important than what the Bible says. Am I right, George?
Importante kayo ang mga kabilin-bilin sa akong dito sa simbahan kaysa balang kasulatan.
I had nothing more that I could talk to the man about.
Wala kayo, wala kayo na limitado pa pala siya na moro putriyahan na pamutana.
So if anything that you believe runs contrary to the Word of God, because that's the way the church taught us, you'd better take another look. Alright, so every question that you ask me, I'm going to try to answer from the Word of God. Let me give you one more example. I have a man in my extended family. He went to a seminary to become a pastor. In other words, he got a real degree and not just a Bible school. And he is a homosexual and he lives with another homosexual man.
Pero ang problema, kay kini siya bayot man, kunya ay niya kong kauban bayot.
And I said, how can you justify living the lifestyle that you are living and still tell me that you believe that you're a Christian?
Iya gina na usaon man karon kanang problema ha, kay ikaw bayot man unya. Usaon niyo paghindot sa pagalingon, niya magsige na baka kinon ang Kristohanon ka.
I read him some verses from the Bible, including from the book of Leviticus. I said, my friend, it is very clear from this verse that this is an abomination to God. How can you justify this?
I
said, you have been to this Bible seminary. What did they teach you there?
Dugay na mga diri seminaryo, unsa man imong natun-an, unsa man ilahang itudlok nimo?
He said, well, they taught us that the words of Moses were what the Israelites, it was their idea of God way back then.
He said, dato sa una, okay naman to, kunya, morat po ito ilahang mga ideya sa ilah pong panahon.
So I said, in other words, now you can take the words of the Bible and make them mean something different than what it says.
Bote pasabot niya na nga pwede natong himuon ang balang kasulatan pagsuporta sa ato ang doktrina, laino nato ang pagsabot niini.
And if you don't like the God of the Bible, now you will make your own God.
Na kung dili taman gani gusto sa Ginoo nga nasulat sa balang kasulatan, nan maghimo ikaw o laing nga Dios.
Okay, I've said enough. Let the questions begin. Hopefully focus your questions on the word that we've been hearing. Or tell me that you understood everything that was said and you intend to obey all that God has said through His servants. I'm really hoping the Bible school students will be the ones to ask the first questions. Come now, I won't bite you.
I have a question regarding yesterday, our instrument, because Brother Jokes he told us that when we play this this kind of instrument, there's a bad spirit. So you did not miss what the Bible says. So that's why I'm confused out of it.
Okay.
I need your argument regarding
I'll ask you a question. Do you have a willingness in your heart to be completely obedient to the Spirit of God?
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Amen. Now, look through the Bible, especially the Old Testament, especially in the book of Psalms, and find me the drums.
Ito, balik na dito sa patunan dito sa daan na tugon o niya, mabalik na dito sa pulong drums.
These kind of drums.
Kana siya?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Into this English version.
Can you read it for me?
Into this English version, Psalm 150, verse 4, that said this, and said, praise him with the drums and dancing, praise him with the harps and flutes.
And what version is that? Here's an example now of where man has put a word in there that was not in the original text.
In the King James Version, tambourine.
Timbrels.
Yeah, in the King James
Version. What's the verse
your
reference, please?
4.
Okay, you know the difference between a tambourine or a timbrel and this kind of drum. Do you know the difference?
Yes.
What is a tambourine?
Timbrel in Psalms chapter 68, verse 25, in the concordance, said the meaning of the concordance, tapak means taupak, a prime root of to drum. Play as on the tambourine or playing with timbrels.
Okay. Now, Marian went out with the women and they had timbrels in their hand, did they not? So she was carrying a small instrument in her hand. She wasn't carrying these things in her hand. Second argument is go down. No, don't go down. But if you were to go down to Butuan City and go into the nightclubs, where they have instruments and drums, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear the same thing. You're going to hear the same spirit. What are they doing in the nightclub? Yeah, and they're cranking the music, or whatever you call it, cranking it up.
It depends how to use. Because if we have in our church, if we have a drums, we offer to God. While in the nightclub, we offer in Satan. So that's why we cannot judge the drums. only on the drums, because if you offer this to God, this is the God's belong to God. Then if he offered to the Satan like the Beatles, he offered to Satan.
So you say as long as you offer it to God, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Are there acceptable sacrifices and unacceptable sacrifices to God?
Yes.
Does the pounding of this drum stir you in your flesh? Does this beat? It doesn't stir your flesh?
No.
You, well, yesterday it was stirring your flesh.
No, you cannot judge the man. If he convict the Holy Spirit, if he dance, he can dance. If they have the flesh, the emotions, they can dance like an emotions.
Because the
fruit of the Spirit is gentle, peace, kind, and have a patient order. Then if you say that he move like a
you can, and I want to get my Bible too.
Okay, praise the Lord.
You can't combat it like that. You have to give it scripture.
Yeah. And all afternoon, just in this question alone. We're coming to present to you what we believe God is saying according to the Word of God. Brother Jajoki brought up about the drums yesterday, and he's from Nigeria. If you study the history of the drum, you find its origins comes from Africa. Not from the time of the Jews or the Middle East.
Kung sumala sa ilahang pagtuon, na kung makitaan lang nato ang drum, dito panahon sa ilahang vibrato, dito sa ilahang gikan, originated ang drum.
Have you ever heard of the great gospel singer Andre Crouch? Is it Crouch?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of him?
Na ay grupo sa mga
He was a very famous gospel singer, contemporary gospel music. He went to Africa with his band into a big stadium of 50,000 people. And he was up there singing, and everyone was moving, and the drums were playing. And a witch doctor ran up to him and said, Stop. He said, stop playing.
Juju man.
Kanang Africa. He said, you're driving all of my spirits far from me. Do you see the purpose? If drums originate in Africa, which they do,
The beat.
The beat is coming from a place of drawing spirits.
Okay. Sa ilang naobserbaran nga sa diha nga iunalan ka to siya mo imbitar siya og espiritu.
You look at all the great rock and roll groups of the world.
Pwede ni mo isulihan mayo katong mga tao nga naga atugtog niya na.
The basis of their music is the beat of the drum.
Ang basihanan sa ilahang kanta ang tugtog sa drum.
So we're here, we're not. You have to make the decision of what we're saying to you, whether we are coming in the Spirit of God to speak truth or not.
Ipadayon nato pag-apply nato ang kasing-kasing nga ang Dios mag-apply ka nato niini sumala sa ilang isulti o muoyo mga ato espiritu niini aplihan nato ito kasing-kasing.
Yes, Brother Mark was sharing.
As Brother Mark nag-sulti ka nato karon.
If something comes to me and I find that it is not scriptural, I don't want anything to do with it.
Nag-ingon na siya kung dili ka rin nato pakita diha sa balang sulatan na dili ka rin nato nato kiyon.
And we're talking about instruments that are being used in the house of God.
Nag-sulti na mo sila mahitungo sa mga instrumento na ginagamit nato.
One other point I will make.
Usa sa mga punto.
Last August, we were in Africa.
Sa atong Agosto, dito sila sa Africa.
We went to the country of Liberia.
Dito sila sa lugar sa Liberia.
Brother Tjoki was there.
Brother Tjoki,
I was there. Brother Bert Asbill was there.
Brother
Ibiri was there. And Brother Wade Lux. We came into a meeting of Christians that we never met before.
They
started to play their instruments.
Nagsugod sila pagtugtog sa ilang mga tulungon.
You can believe it or not, but we saw hell rise up as the drums began to play.
Nakita nila nga nagkalayo kayo, nag-anam ko na ko ang kalayo sa liha nga
And everybody was dancing to the music, dancing to the beat of the
drum.
But in here and in our spirits, we were feeling the darkness rising up in the midst of God's people.
Unya, pero sa ilang sulod, nakita nila nga naganap o kadagtong o naganap o kadili maayo ang ilang palipot sa
there was no longer a man playing the drums, but a spirit was playing them.
Wala na nagani dito ang tao, pero ang espiritu nag-dominant gihapon.
So, we're sharing these experiences.
Amol, ilalagi hatag kanato din niya ang mga experience nila.
But you have to decide what we are saying.
Atong desisyonan lang bukod sa atong isulti kung ako yun ang magandang pili.
Brother George, do you have something?
I'm not really going to answer that question.
Wala siya mga tanang gali ang matupang
because I know that you have not understood the word. So I know God will open your eyes some days to see. Because I used to be a young man like you. Filled with ideas. But God will arrest you, I know. In Africa, where we come from, when you start playing that drum, you see a small girl like this. She can walk on water.
Makalakaw din siya niya sa ibabaw sa tubig.
Her voice will change.
Kundi ang iyahang tingo babalhin.
So, you don't know what you are doing.
Mauna nga, tabalo ko nung siyang imuhang ibuhat na.
So, my prayer is that God will open your eyes.
Mauna nga, ang iyahang pangapagampo ka, ang Diyos lang mismo ang magkabili sa tubig.
And when you see
Kung ato na lang makita,
you will be the one preaching it in Philippines.
Hallelujah.
Ikaw na yun niya mismo, ang magawali, may tumutin.
Amen. Let me finish.
Ikaw na lang ilip pa kayo. Amen. Nga naman nga, Nga naman nga, hilabtan mo na ito. Kung i-base na ito sa Bible, nag-ingon ba si Jesus Christ sa time niya nga, hindi pwede mag-gamit ng gram?
His question is it Jesus Christ teaching us not to play the drums? Jesus taught us not to play drums.
Nagtudlo siya about sa pagdahi. Di, among gigamit ang among gasang para sa kinmayan sa Ginoo.
Yeah, I think I can only answer by what Brother Tajoki said. You have to understand what the Spirit is saying.
We have answered the question about the drums. No more questions on the drums. Let's ask something else. We have given you the word. It's between you and God. You can reject it. You can accept it. It's your problem. So we're going on to something else.
Amen. Amen.
Drums is just a drum. Okay? So, ang iyaingon ni Brother Joe sa kapasigdahan lang nato ang Ginoo na mo apply sa itong masalabutan, hindi yung paglaro nga. Kita na po, kama na po mismo, musulti ng tungo ni Ana.
Sister Madeline.
It's just an experience because I felt the feelings of these young people. Because they believe and they are, they are believing that as they do this one, this kind of worship, they are worshiping God. But praise the Lord because God will open our eyes. And then it grieves me also because many Christians here, we experience it. It grieves my heart because when they played in the church, they also play in the night of the night. So some of these, I believe that some of these people are not really worshiping God. But I felt what they felt because they thought that they are worshiping while doing this night. But praise the Lord again because our God is a great God. He will show great things in this church. Time will come. But because you said that we will preach, they will preach like you preach. And I believe and I'm claiming it and reclaiming it. And also, I told them last night that in my experience, I'm from the kingdom of darkness, and God brought me into the light, into the kingdom of light, and if He's changing me, maybe He can change the things that we are using. So I don't know, again, He will show us that we just expressing because we don't want to live, that you will live with us and we are hanging. But deep inside, there's a spirit. My spirit, the spirit that God gave me, is claiming God's spirit.
Amen.
And it will grow and will bring forth fruits. So we believe that God will use us in this place and other places. Our prayers that we can. What's this? Makatakot bito.
Impart.
We can share some things or the things that we learn. And I believe also that the Spirit of God will bring us into all truth.
Amen.
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 And bless Brother Jokes. And this is the third conference that we have here, but we need more.
Amen.
We need more.
If you want a good picture, of worship in heaven.
Kung gusto ta na makakita kayo ng lunsay o nindot kayo kapagdai di asa.
And the pure and true worship is spiritual worship.
Higpit o nindot kayo kapagdai kanang gideyahan sa spirit.
Jesus said the Father desires that we worship in spirit and in truth.
Tinuha rin ni sa ato ng Amahan nga lang ito na kita makadayon kaniya sa Espiritu Bayerus Kamturan.
And I'm not going to read it today, but read the fourth chapter of Revelation. To me, that is a picture of pure, true worship. Amen. I'll read verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads gold crowns of gold. Anyway, they took their crowns and they cast them down before God.
Ang mga pagulo nag ligawa nila ang ilang mga koruna o ibutang sa iyang tiglan.
They were giving up all their carnality, all of their self, all of their ambitions, all of their prizes. They were casting it before the throne of God.
Buti pasabot niya na ilang ikuha ang kinatipupan nila pagkatao tanan kayo gihawas nila para mahibutang lamang gidiha sa tiilan sa Dios.
Now that's the picture that I use, and this is the kind of praise that I want to have before my God.
Mo'y gusto na ko nga atong makitaan o gusto na kong ikabilin ibilin diha kaninyo diha sa tungkol kay Dios.
One more.
Let me say something else about Revelation chapter 4. You see, the problem with the Bible school.
Ang problema sa Bible school
is that you come to the Word of God with your head.
Na mian kita rin niya ng studio.
Without coming to God with your heart. It is true, the Bible says, praise God with the dancing and all that. But that is old worship.
Pero kung limong tanaw rin niya, lukoy naman kayo na, sige lang sayo, pero dihangang talang, wala kayo, hindi na dinunanay.
It is lower dimension of worship.
Atong ipadayon pa, no? Ang lae pangangang sa ito, ang pagdayos ginoon.
You look at this phone.
Kanang iyahang gulita din ha.
This is old type of phone. The new phones are making, you don't need to press anything. You speak, it starts calling. You wave your hand at the television, it starts playing. Your phone sees your face, it asks you, what do you want to do? The phone speaks to you, asks you, what do you want to do? That's the new phone that's coming.
Ang bangko nga phone nga inaa sa ilaha is ibutang nimo sa imong nawo o nya pagutan na kausapan sa pag gusto nimo. Pagutan na lang ko na sa imo.
It is a sign to the church.
Mao na si bisinyo sa sibahan.
There's a new worship coming.
Aduna siya ay bangko kayo kapag dai nga umaabot.
When you will be the instrument.
Na ikaw yung mismo ang instrumento na.
Amen. Your life is the instrument to God.
Kinabuhi ko yung mismo mao na instrumento.
So God is telling you to move forward.
Mao na nga padayon ta pagtuon, di mo undang para nga moabot kita dito.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, let us move on to maturity.
Sa Hebrew size, isa nga ay mo pagiling sa mga binata lang at ipagpadayon pasanahan.
So all these things are just the elementary things in the church. Everything you did today is worship, not the same thing you're doing.
Ang tanan mga butana, nagaday ka ro mga panahon na napay mo ako tindi nga imo sa ikasunti na ito ganiya.
It is your desire, your emotions, that is the worship God is hearing.
Kining ato ang kinigin mo lagi kayo na kami atong tinguha, atong pagbulutan, ang ato ang pagbati, mauna sige, pagkita sige, ang tanan sige tapita, nagka-worship na ito sa Diyos.
So that's what we're praying, that God will open your eyes to see the new worship.
Mauna ang pag-ampo nga ato kita ni mismo ka discover ba kita na tumong mata.
It's a higher dimension of worship.
Mao kana siya ang taas nga bahin na kita magadayon.
Your life is playing a music to God.
Bisan pa ato kinabuhi ni mismo nahimo na siya nga kanang instrumento nga maka tugtog kadto siya.
It is an aroma God smelled and he's pleased by your life.
Mao kini siya ang humot kayo nga magusto nga masimutan sa Dios.
Amen. Amen. So we have a few minutes for other subjects. You're not going to challenge us about this pastor thing?
Pastor.
Do you still want to be a pastor?
Gusto pa ba niya po taga pastor o magbalantay?
Aha. We're going to change the label. And you're going to do the same thing?
Narili, ang pagbalhin o pagkababalantay, basin papilin pa niya po ng pagkapastor. Ibalhin lang niya.
Just take the old name off, put a new name on. Well, that's what some people do. But they say they're shepherds, but they continue to rule over the flock of God. And they forget about what God says, that elders are overseers of the flock of God. So that means a plurality, 2, 3, 4. That doesn't give a place for one man to be the chief.
Dili ka na usak kadapit na usalang kabuk usalang abagkontrolar ni anak kundili ang tanang kayo mo buhat siya sumala sa ipabuhat sa Ginoo ng ato kaniya.
If you're truly interested, we can talk about this when Sister Rita and I come back, and we can spend some more time completely go over this subject. I should add again. Because I see if you don't want to hear, you're going to have a block and you're not going to understand. Okay? Somebody mentioned the word Nicolaitanism that God hates. Nicolaitan means rule over the people.
Ang Nicolaitan mo na nga ang tao iyang gustong iyahang dumalahan ang tao, wala na kahilunan ang tao nga makahimo siya dumala.
Now you will have noticed that there are several of us men here and we are preaching the gospel.
Imo ang manotisyahan man matanawan sa ilaha pipila ko nila no nag
So that doesn't mean that God doesn't have preachers of the gospel. But he doesn't have one man in charge of his flock. I saw a sign on one of the churches. It said, Jesus is the head of this church. But I noticed it was a denominational church. And that was a nice thing to say, but it probably means if I were to stop and ask, there is a man in charge. Elders are men of maturity.
Ang mga magbalantay o mga elders mao ni siya ang mga tao nga maoy ni tubo des Ginoo.
This brother is a mature man.
Ako sa ta atigulang na sa pagpangalagan.
And God wants elders to oversee the younger ones.
Mao na nga ati manong tagil po maayo isip mga mambod na ako mamaiksoon.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, those are probably the two biggest things that trouble you. Am I right? You don't have trouble with this, do you? Probably because you didn't understand it. When you understand it, maybe it'll begin to give you troubles. Because then you will begin to understand that you must change. You must change your mind. You must change your opinions. You must change some of your bad doctrines that you inherited from some church way back. And God is going to ask some of you to sacrifice some of your favorite things. It might be a real good sacrifice before the Lord, brother. Some of us are going to have to change the way we do our emotions.
Ibilaw sa kanato, kita kayo kinahanglan nga mabalhin ang ato ang kagana o kining ato ang gibati.
We are talking about the saving of your soul. Did you understand that when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that your spiritual life is not finished? Did you understand that God is expecting a work of perfection to be carried out in your life until you come to the end? Some of us desire things. And you might ask the Holy Spirit, is the thing I desire really pleasing to you? Little sister might desire a certain young man.
Nanay, babae, namin nga siya na akong tinuha para kanak yung lalakiha.
Maybe vice versa.
Siguro, lalaki sa mato, kanak yung siya kung kanak.
Might not be God. We're going to have, you see, we're going to have to submit these things to the Holy Spirit. This problem area right here is the biggest issue of the wise and the foolish virgins. When we say they didn't have oil in their vessel, we're not talking about going down to the store and buying a bottle of oil. So when you begin to understand all that's been said, you're going to begin to understand that God is going to expect changes of you. How many of you are willing to change? I didn't see every hand. Well, I saw most of them, but not all. Amen. Well, I think our time, unless you have a burning question, our time is coming to a close. And if you are still interested, and if you're not completely traumatized by our visit here, we might have more time with you. Yeah, sure, go ahead and announce that.
Yeah. Okay, we want to make a call.
Gusto siya nga mo tawag na iso.
This is not for everybody.
Hindi ni para sa tanan.
So let us bow our heads to pray.
Gusto rin siya nga mo ang buka ni kanato.
It's not, like I said, it's not for everybody. God is making a call, making a requirement. You have heard the voice of God in your heart. You have questions, you don't fully understand all. But in your heart, you have a witness that this is the word of the Lord to you. And you would like to make a commitment. You would like to make a response to God. You want God to come to you. You want God to visit you, to speak clearly to you. You want to walk in this world. You realize you have to make changes. You realize you need to repent. You see yourself under the bondage of the devil, under the spirits of whoredoms or religion, and you want God to deliver you.
Nakita nato sa pagkalingon nga na ay magbuntangan dili kyo maayo. kung nagka-dive kita sa ni Satanas, ni Ana, na, hindi ang decision.
Just stand wherever you are.
Tindog lang po, nasa Kamadina. Tindog lang po. Kita kini na pahunta.
Amen. Wherever you are, just stand on your feet. If you mean it, you don't have to respond.
Kana yung dili kay sugod-sugod lang kita kay sa tumasing-tasing. May hatag Ginoo, may mga butang ang gusto nato mabalik o mga butang na kung nungsunan.